You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy here at Mix 100. I want to do a little catch up from about 45 minutes ago, something we were talking about. I have to read this one text message we got from Chrissy. We had been talking earlier this morning about roommate horror stories.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I just wanted to share Chrissy's because it was so funny. The last line is what got me in this. She says an old roommate bounced a rent check, went to the bar every night. Her puppy ate everything. Her puppy pooped everywhere. And on top of that, she read my journal and held my words against me.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I love the held my words against me.
I've read your journal.
It's fantastic.
Oh, my God. It's a great text.
Thank you for the text message. I'm wondering if people have tried sending us text messages and accidentally sent it to someone else. And it would be such a random thing, like these stories about, you know, bad roommates or some of the other, you know, crazy topics that we've had on the show.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, what the hell is this?
They say that almost everyone has either sent or received an embarrassing text that was meant for someone else.
Sure. You get in the zone, you know, and you're just tapping away like crazy. Mm-hmm. And you're gossiping about someone, you know, Karen or something, but then you put Karen's name in as this person you're sending it to, and boom, all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, we had a former employee many years ago who was writing to one of our salespeople, one of our account executives, about a client that she was having trouble with, and she said some very... let's just say colorful things about the client. But yeah. Who did she send it to? Not the account executive.
She sent it to the client.
This study, Jeremy and I are skeptical about the stats on this. But a survey claims that the average American has accidentally sent 6 intimate messages or photos to the wrong person. Really?
The intimate aspect is what has me scratching my head. I can see 6 incorrect, you know, recipient texts, but something that's naughty, I don't know.
Because in my experience, when you make that mistake one time,
you're really careful, right?
You're really careful when you send. You look at you're done composing it, and then you look up at the top to double check the name.
Yes, 100% of the time.
Now, I've never gotten an intimate one from my daughter-in-law, but I have had texts that she is meaning for my son because he's the third. So we are both Dominic Testa. And so we're in her phone side by side, you know. I think she has me down as Big Dom.
Sure.
Or whatever, but she just sees Dom, and so she will, you know, scratch something off to, you know, her husband. And it happens all the time. I have to write back and say, that's wrong, Dom. Wrong, Dom. Now, one of my favorite stories comes from Jeremy, because when you were, I think you were still early days with Nicole when you did this,
right? I believe it was. Yeah, it's one of, you know, Jeremy's classics here that my very dear friend Surat, his dad is named Nihal. They're from Sri Lanka. And Nihal was like right next to Nicole in my contacts, mm-hmm. in my phone. So I zipped off a somewhat naughty text message that I wanted to send to Nicole, but accidentally clicked Nihal in my contacts and sent my very good friend's dad an inappropriate text. And he fired back like, who is this? And it was just radio silence from me. I never acknowledged it. I never told him it was me. I just let it go. Because I would never be able to look him in the eye ever again.
And I guess that's the question that pops into my head with all of this, uh-huh. is how does one handle it? Do you write back and say, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I meant that for someone else? Do you just act like it never happened?
I don't know. I guess maybe because it's so prevalent now that you just kind of have to laugh it off and be like, that was so not meant for you. But I
Ashley,
hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, Ashley just sent us a text. She goes, my mom thought she sexted my stepdad. It was me. She goes, I'm still not over it. Yeah, you don't want an accidental sext from a parent.
No, you don't. I'm kind of curious as
like
to what she said, though, Ashley.
Think of them doing that.
Text again, Ashley, and tell us what she said.
Yeah, give us the deets, man.
Jennifer on my Facebook says, I meant to send my aunt a text, and she sent it to a complete stranger. Must be. She's put it instead of I sent it to a complete stranger. They asked, who is this? So I said, Jake from State Farm. The person actually played along. They said, what are you wearing, Jake from State Farm? Okay, that's pretty good, too.
Let's take one call before we go to break, and then you should call us. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I will say, by the way, is it pronounced Shara or Shara?
Shara.
Shara, I got to tell you, we're getting a bunch of texts that we can't even read on the air.
A lot of naughty words are being said.
And a lot of naughty situations that we can't really...
I'm slightly turned on right now.
Cheryl, what's your
story?
What's your story?
Okay, so I was sleeping, I guess, taking a nap or whatever, in or out of it, you could say. And I woke up and I wanted to send a picture to my husband of my lady part, should I say. And we accidentally posted the picture to my Facebook story. And I was like half asleep. And so it literally posted for like a good hour.
Oh,
and
no.
When I finally realized it, because my friend had sent me a text message telling me, like, what is on your Facebook? I went and checked it out. The only way I could cover it up is by saying, like, I was hacked. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, somebody hacked
That's
me.
Not me at all.
Like, literally, like, thank the Lord there was no face in that picture.
Right. All right.
Shara,
that's
thank
funny.
Thank you for being on the show. We hope you get some rest again today, okay?
Thank you.
See you later.
Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Yvonne wrote in. She was like, inquiring minds want to know. I was telling the story about a coworker of ours many years ago who meant to send a text to a salesperson of the station, one of our account executives, about trouble this person was having with this one client, and really said some colorful things about the client.
Oh, yeah.
But instead of sending it to the account executive, sent it to the client. So Yvonne's like, you've got to let us know what happened to that coworker of yours, or what happened in that story. Well, the client canceled. I remember that.
They did, yes.
And then Yvonne wrote back again. She goes, well, did she get in trouble? And I had to respond. She got a stern talking to.
Yeah.
But she didn't get fired for it. But she got a stern talking to her. Like, you need to be more careful where you're sending those emails.
But that person still is no longer with us. So they did move on.
We had a big boss many years ago who wasn't real hip with technology and didn't understand reply versus reply all. So we got a complaint email about, you know, we get complaint emails all the time on our show. You know that. But it was something specific, and I did a reply all, and I added our big boss, the general manager, about, hey, you should probably be aware of this. And I wanted the listener to be in on this, you know, so they could see that we were doing something about it. Well, the big boss did a reply all instead of just replying to me and started talking trash about, well, sometimes the listener just needs to pull up their big boy pants and blah, blah, blah. Just
you're like,
really bad.
They're on the message.
Right. And so I sent her, just to bribe me on my email, I go, you know that you sent that to the listener.
Whoopsies.
But I loved it because it was the big boss.
Yeah.
We're going to take a couple calls. Here's Coral. Coral, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what happened?
So my brother was in town. He's in the military. He was in town, and he had brought a girl in town that he wanted to introduce to the family, and I hadn't met her yet. But anyway, so I'm at work. And my husband texts me, and he's like, hey, you know, Mitchell is here at our house, just so you know, with the girl. And I'm like, oh, okay. So, like, I was mad because I didn't get a heads up. So, like, our living room was a mess. I didn't get to clean up the dining room. Like, nothing was, there was, like, toys everywhere. So I was like, oh, you know, obviously you don't want somebody at your house before you've cleaned it. So,
what happened?
I texted my mom, and I was like, Mom, he has the girl at my house right now. And, like, you know, a bunch of, like, you know, and she, it wasn't my mom. I sent it straight to my brother. So I'm, like, freaking out, and in a panic, I texted him. My brother's name is Mitchell, and I texted him, sorry, wrong Mitch.
Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah, not a lot of Mitchells out there, so I couldn't really get out of that.
Not at all.
And not a lot of them in your house at that time either, so. Coral, thank you for the call. Thank you for the laugh. Here's Jamie. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what happened?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Loud and clear, Jamie.
Good. Sorry. I'm in a lousy area here, but hopefully I'll stay on. So I was breaking up with my boyfriend, and I had a handyman that was working on my condo, and I was texting with him, and then I texted my boyfriend something that was pretty inappropriate and about a certain kind of product that you used, and how he didn't need it.
Crisco?
And yeah, that's it. And so anyways,
and you sent it to the handyman, I'll bet, didn't you? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And not to my ex-boyfriend, and he, instead of my handyman calling me or texting me, he called me, and he's like, hey, you know, it's okay, because I texted immediately. I was like, oh my God, that was not meant for you. I'm so sorry. And he, needless to say, is no longer.
Needless
my
to say, you got married. Oh, or no, you started dating. I thought he became the handsy man.
Yeah, all right. The handsy man.
That Jamie, we got to run. Thank you for being on the show. I got to know the product.
I do, too. I want to know.
But I don't want to ask her the product. I want to figure it out on our own.
Inappropriate product that he didn't need.
She said he didn't really need.
I don't know what that means.
I think your Crisco guess might be
right.